Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The score went back and forth from the second quarter on with three ties and four lead changes. And Buffalo protected the football for 59 minutes and 40 seconds. But two fumbles on two straight possessions at the end of regulation and overtime cost the Bills a chance to break a 31-31 tie. And in the end, they lose 34-31 to Atlanta in overtime.
Yeah, I was just running with the ball. You know, I knew we damn near had the game sealed with that. And, you know, he came from behind and made a play, hell of a play. No matter if you're a veteran or a rookie, you know, you catch the ball and you tug it. He made a play, and that's what it is. That's what we got to charge it to. You know, it ain't like we had the ball loose or outside of our body. You know, they made a good play and, you know, got to commend them on it.
I seen it coming. That's the strange part. And you're on the sideline, there's nothing you can do. You know, both times, both guys just did a great job of, you know, hitting the ball. You know, you got to give them credit. I'm pretty sure they practiced that. And we just got to do a better job on the offensive side of taking care of it. You know, unfortunately, the game ended the way it did, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, because as offense, we want to be the ones that, you know, lead our team to victory. And today, we wasn't able to do that.
Those guys did a nice job. They knocked it out. You know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you don't like it to come down to those plays. I mean, there's other things that go on during the game, and that's what we have to do. We have to do a better job, you know, all around, so that, you know, things like that, the game doesn't come down to that at the end. We want to be better than that.
Buffalo's defense got a good number of third down stops and got Matt Ryan on the ground six times, more than any other Falcons opponent. But third down stops late proved to be a problem, and a veteran Atlanta team capitalized, handing the Bills perhaps their most bitter loss of the season.
It's probably at the top. It is at the top.
Why do you say that?
Just all that was in front of us. I mean, this is at the top of just the road ahead, if you looked at it, and then the way we came in, and this is definitely at the top.
It's a crazy game. I mean, football is a game of, you know, making plays, honestly. And, you know, we had the opportunity to make them, and we just didn't today. And, that's a disappointing part of the game, but nonetheless, you still have games left to play, and you have to look forward to that.
I'm hurt. I mean, I am. I'm mad. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try to come across and, you know, smile and everything. I'm upset. You know, there's words that I can't use, you know, to describe how I feel. But, you know, we're going to get to a point, and I told this to the players, we're going to get to a point where, you know, it's not going to come down to calls, it's not going to come down to a drop, it's not going to come down to this or that. You know, we are going to work our butts off and become good enough where, you know what, that stuff doesn't matter.
The Bills have yet to post back-to-back victories at all this season. They are now 4-8 on the year, and any playoff hopes, the window on that is quickly closing. The Bills now have a two-game road swing through the state of Florida, which begins in Tampa Bay next Sunday. At the Rogers Center, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.